All right, we got to go to the phones. We have our we have a guest on, Ed Ford. Ed Ford is a I think he was on the Board of Education in the town of Middletown. There's some controversy going on over there with the with the ballots.
Big time.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Ed, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
Great to have you here.
Thanks for being on. So you have well, let's talk. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about, Ed. Number one is education in the state of Connecticut. You were a member of a board of education, right?
Correct. In Middletown.
In Middletown. So what's going on? You have some ideas when it comes to education here in the state of Connecticut.
Well, most certainly. You know, here in Middletown, we have made tremendous progress in different areas to prepare our kids to be college and career ready. And so we've taken different steps to do this, steps such as closing that opportunity gap, the preparation gap that some students don't have necessarily the resources to be prepared for kindergarten, even, believe it or not. You know, preschool is tremendously important. So we've implemented a program called Bridge to Brilliance, if you've heard of that, which really is a comprehensive platform for these students who are 3 and 4 years old, really. And 90% of 3 and 4 year olds across our city are actually using it now with their parents and families to become prepared. And it's teaching them science, math, learning.
At 3 and 4 years old, they're learning science and math?
They can learn basic math principles, yeah, with this app, and it's tremendous. And when I checked it out, it was amazing. It's actually, the platform is initially called Footsteps to Brilliance, developed by Dr. Eileen Rosenthal. And so this entire platform that increases, basically the entire, it exposes them to things that they wouldn't normally come across. And so at an early age, they're able to start grasping those concepts. So by the time they get to the school, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade.
Right, but
they've already seen some of this before, and this is not a new concept to them. So they're able to pick it up.
And
it is tremendous how we've been able to roll this out. There's been over 38,000 books read already.
Oh,
that's just one initiative right there. You know, I think the state can really use that as a model and example for other districts to do, even at the state level, to fund something like this, because, you know, this is something that, again, is really helping to educate the next generation early on.
Where is this taking place? Is this taking place in, I mean, and when you're 3 or 4 years old, number one, the first question that comes to mind, if they're trying to teach them math and science, is how young is too young? I mean, at 3 and 4 years old, I understand preschool, but I thought it was always like playing with blocks and social skills with, you know, how to interact with other kids your age. But kids, you're saying that the mind can already start grasping,
without these other things,
arithmetic and science at 3 and 4 years old.
Well, very basic levels, of course. I mean, we're definitely not talking about, calculus, but we're definitely talking about, and we're leaning more so toward the literacy of it all and helping these kids learn how to read. That's the heavy load of it all. I mean, a little bit of the math and science, but the heavy load of it all is the literacy part.
Gotcha.
And the reason why we want to really put a heavy emphasis on that is because, you know, by time there's the school to prison pipeline, by time a child gets to third grade, they should be able to read at their academic reading level. Oh. Otherwise, the statistics say it increases their chances of going to prison. And when I heard that statistic, it was striking.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that even a real thing? And you question it, but it turns out that this is true. So it's kind of like it places the emphasis on how important reading is.
Yeah, so in Middletown, so is this something that like preschools and daycare centers are have to implement? Is that what Middletown is doing?
Yes, sir. There's been certainly many community organizations that have partnered with us that have taken this on and that have helped us reach all of these families, because again, you know, they are 3 and 4 year olds, to your point. And if, you know, we have to have a community effort. This has been an entire community effort between, you know, the council members, between the Board of Education, between private organization groups to come together to create this partnership of reaching these families. And it's been something that has worked so well because of that. You know, without the community, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
How many students do you have when you're right up at the top? How many?
What do you mean? In terms of the entire school system?
Yes.
Okay, we're roughly at 5,000.
Like 5,000 students.
We're in the high 4,800 to 5,000. We're around that area.
So are you looking to mandate this?
This is honestly a choice. If families want to take this on, and this is an app, they can download it on their tablets, laptops, cell phones, and it's something that they can access very easily. We've made it accessible to Middletown families, and so if they want to take it, it's a choice for them, but it's definitely not a mandated, you have to do this in order to get into our school.
Does this app cost any money?
No cost for anybody to download or use.
Wow. So the parents would have to implement this then and start teaching their 3 and 4 year old.
Are the parents just as excited as you are?
There have been, yes. I've definitely tremendously seen a lot of parents who have. I get comments all the time of, you know, oh my goodness, you know, my son loves this. My daughter has been doing great with this. And a lot of great feedback of parents who are really wishing that we would have had this years ago.
You know? I was going to say, I never really heard about this even in today's day. I haven't heard it until you just mentioned it.
Exactly. This is how new this is. It's really something that was introduced to us last year. And so we vetted it out. You know, went through the process, saw the different results that it could bring. And
who created this?
You know what?
Who created it?
Dr. Rosenthal, Eileen Rosenthal. She is actually a graduate from Wesleyan, so she's here from Middletown.
Mm.
And so it was able to, she connected with our superintendent, Dr. Connor. And from there, she was able to present to our committee. I'm on that steering committee and show to us the step-by-step of this program that she created and how it works and all of that. And of course, we have all these different questions because this is totally brand new to us. We don't know how this is going to work, but it ends up working again through the community partnerships, you know, the private-public partnerships.
What is the name of the app, Ed?
The name of the app is actually Footsteps to Brilliance.
Footsteps to Brilliance.
Yeah.
And it's a free app. And it's for 3 and 4 year olds for in their preschool development stage before they head on off to kindergarten. It's a pretty good first step there.
It can also be used up to third grade as well.
Wow, very nice. So what's going on with the ballots in Middletown? I was reading in the was it the Hartford Courant over the weekend?
It was in the Courant.
Yeah, where if you cannot vote one line if you wanted to vote for your party, is that what it is, or?
You know, that's been a kind of confusing as well. So I'm actually running as a Republican for the Common Council in Middletown here this year. I know we've gotten a primary coming up and everything and so forth for the Democratic Party. So I'm not 100% sure what was going on with the ballots. I know it was some sort of controversy, but I'm not 100%.
So that's just for the primary.
That's just for the primary.
Oh, right?
But
I see.
When it comes to the general, it should be just row A, row B.
Yeah. You don't want to have any
whatever independent.
You don't want to have any confusion at the general election. Somebody says, I wanted to vote for Ed Ford.
Yeah. Exactly.
And all of a sudden my vote went somewhere else. You know, you don't want that to happen.
Exactly. We wouldn't want that to happen. It needs to be clear transparency, definitely regardless of, you know, when the ballot comes up in November, it definitely needs to be just very transparent of who people are going to vote for. Easy for them to go in there and check it off. And it usually is, so hopefully they will still be.
And you're a young guy. I mean, weren't you on, were you on some television show at one time? Did you make an appearance on, like, was it?
Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends, yeah. Yeah. What was that like?
That was tremendously interesting. You know, I mean,
and that is an excellent answer.
Tremendously
interesting. That's a terrific answer.
Yeah. It was very interesting. You know, you get a call one day after, you know, making history, being one of the youngest black Republicans in Connecticut to get elected. You get a call on your phone from New York that people, they want to come pick you up to bring you on to Fox and Friends. You kind of want to just, like, say, like, okay, stop playing around. but it was a very cool experience. They came and picked us up, and Tyrell Brown was the other gentleman that was my friend that ran with me, and him and I both got elected at the same time, and so We're both still serving on mm-hmm. our boards and so forth and doing a great job. But it was interesting. We went there and we got to sit down with Ainsley and Brian Kilmeade. And we went a couple times, actually. We got to meet Ed Henry and it was Stuart Varney. And it was just an amazing experience being there.
Wow. How long were you on for?
We were on for about, I want to say about, 3 or 4 minutes.
And they pick you up in Middletown. Like you in a limousine? That's a pretty big ordeal for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a limousine, but it was definitely a nice ride.
Oh, like,
yeah.
It got us there safely. So that was good.
You got there safely.
Yeah,
so it's up to us to guess just how you rode.
It's, people in high places. You think you'll be back on? Once you win... You said you're running for town council? Because you're on the board of Ed right now, right? Board of Education.
Correct. And I am running for city council.
Yeah. And who's Sebastian Giuliano? Is that who's running for mayor? Right, Sebastian?
He is running for mayor. Yes, yeah. Correct.
He used to be the mayor years ago too, wasn't he? In Middletown.
He was actually. Yes, he was the mayor 3 terms, and he actually I met him interestingly when I was 6 years old when we first got here to Middletown. So it's been a long time since I've since I've known him, and now I'm running with him.
So that's pretty wild. So now what's going on with Dan Drew?
So he's not rerunning for election.
Yeah, how come? I thought he was like a rising star in a Democrat. And I know it's on the Democrat side, but it's in Middletown. What's the word?
Honestly, I mean, whether it's for personal reasons, I'm not sure. I know I actually used to work for him. I want to say 2015, I graduated high school and I got an internship with his office, and that was a pretty cool internship and so forth. And so I don't know. I guess, sometimes after a while, politics does take a toll on you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
Very nice.
Well, I'll tell you, you have been very interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on.
Wish you a lot of luck with the election. There's no primary in the Republican Party, you said, in Middletown, right?
No, there's no primary.
All right. So their general election is in November. Hey, thanks for that info regarding that app. That's really cool. You want to mention that app's name one more time?
100%. It's Footsteps to Brilliance, formulated by Dr. Eileen Rosenthal. And I believe, again, it's something that the state can look at and try to implement. And going forward, other districts should look at and implement.
Yep.
It'll really help us to shrink our academic achievement gap all across the state, as we're doing right now in Middletown, by preparing kids to be school ready.
And it's for 3- and 4-year-olds. Moms can download it for absolutely nothing. There's no cost to it. And it's just a little...
That's a great...
It's a little stepping stone.
That's tremendous.
A precursor to kindergarten.
Yep. Exactly.
Thanks so much, Ed Ford. Good luck to you in November. Appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.